Welcome back, Andy Breckman.
Hey, buddy.
What the hell are you doing there?
I'm getting ready. I'm getting myself psyched up mentally.
Okay, great.
Like a boxer before the big fight. Hey, how was your week off?
It was great. Thank you. How has been your year off?
It's pretty sweet, actually, because I'm not working.
Yeah.
Working is hard.
I know. Tell me about it. Especially now in this environment.
Yeah. What did you do on your week off?
Nothing much.
So how did you know it was a week off? How did you know when it ended?
I took one meeting every day.
Right. And did you
and
do
I count,
a show?
Counted the meetings.
Did you do a show this morning?
I did. I sure did.
What station is your show on? I heard you do a show on Wednesdays.
It's on WFMU, which is the same station.
Oh, it's on the same station. Oh.
Yeah, the same station we're on right now.
Oh, that's convenient. Okay.
Yeah.
And you play music or it's an interview show? Or?
No, I play music.
Oh, I bet it's great.
And it's probably not your cup of tea.
Oh, who picks the music out?
I do.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Okay.
Yeah, that's the thing is that I get to pick my own music.
And I have one last question, and then we'll move on.
Okay.
The show that you're referring to, your show, the show that you picked the music out, it's optional, right? You don't have to listen to it.
No. Yeah, absolutely. It's completely.
Oh, great. Oh.
Yeah, it's completely optional.
I love America. Fine. Yeah. Perfect. Oh, enjoy your little show. Oh, it's good. I'm sure it's great.
No, nobody's going to force you to listen, Andy.
Yeah, I get it. I get it now. It's fine.
People may trick you into listening.
They'd have to be pretty clever.
Oh. Just don't answer your phone if you don't recognize the number.
And they'd have to be ready for some serious payback. If they ever trick me.
What time do you wake up in the morning, by the way?
Morning?
Yeah.
Wait, what do you mean by morning?
Do you wake up?
You mean to work my crops on my farm?
No, just to pretend to go to work.
I wake up at 12:05.
No, you don't.
I sleep late.
No, you don't. You wake up before 12, don't you?
I sleep late.
I'll find out.
Well, you know, I have teenagers, and I'm sure anyone with teenagers can attest to this. During this pandemic, during the summer, they are up all night.
Right.
Yeah, they are on their own schedule. So I'm up with them sometimes.
Oh, I see.
That
must be really fun for them.
For me to be up with them?
Yeah.
Looking over their shoulder, correcting them. You know, if I'm not there correcting them, they're bound to make mistakes.
What is it that they're doing?
Oh, my God. One mistake after another. That's not how you make grilled cheese.
Jesus. Wow.
Thank God I stay awake with them.
Yeah.
Hey,
we have a very important show tonight.
Yeah, we have a good topic.
Yeah.
I'm actually torn about this topic. Do you have an opinion about the question we're going to ask our listeners?
I think I would like to hear what people have to say more than give my own opinion. I do have strong feelings about the monkeys. Of course, tonight's question is the monkeys. Should they be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Yes or no?
People might be surprised to learn they haven't been.
I know it's considered by many to be an incredible snub.
The heartbreaking thing is if the Hall of Fame does open their doors to the Monkees, only two of them survive now.
Right.
That would be heartbreaking for Davy Jones. We lost Davy Jones. We lost Peter Tork.
Yeah. Well, I guess it was the two lesser members, though.
Oh, shut up. Take that back.
I take it back. Well, Mike Nesmith, he was the only real musician and songwriter in the band.
Well, that's probably their rationale for not letting him in. I read somewhere that it's, who's the publisher of Rolling Stone?
Jan Wenner, yeah.
Jan Wenner. That it was his call. He sort of pulls the strings.
Jeez, and he said no monkeys?
Well, he feels maybe the way you do. That they didn't play their own instruments, but there are lots of groups in the Hall of Fame that didn't play their own instruments. The Temptations were just a vocal group, right? The Four Tops, any of the Motown groups.
Good point. You have a good point.
They had as many hits as the Lovin' Spoonful. I mean, they must have had eight 10 hits.
Yeah, plus they were friends with Jimi Hendrix. That should get them some points.
It should.
They made that groovy movie Head.
They did, directed by Jack Nicholson, I think.
Really?
I believe so, or written by Jack Nicholson, something.
Written.
Something cool. Yeah, no, check it out. I have no, I'm just talking off the top of my head, but I think he was involved.
Have you? How many times have you seen Head?
I don't think I've ever seen it. I'm not cool enough.
Yeah.
They wouldn't let me in.
Have you seen Easy Rider?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
I based my life on Easy Rider.
So you've watched some hippie movies.
Yeah. Easy Rider gave me the idea of riding around in a pickup truck with a shotgun, picking off motorcyclists.
Really? That's where you got the idea?
That's where I got the idea.
That is so cool.
Because remember the end of Easy Rider, the hero, the driver of the pickup truck? Remember?
He was the hero? He was
Easy Rider, yeah.
The guy who shot the hippies?
Wait, unless I misinterpreted the movie.
No, I don't think he was the hero.
Oh, okay. Well, everyone, I guess it's like a Rorschach test. You see what you want
to
see.
Yeah, I guess so. That was, most people considered it tragic that.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Oh, I see what you're saying.
That Peter,
would explain a lot.
Peter Fonda and Dennis Hopper and Jack Nicholson went out to find America, and America killed them.
America found them first.
Yeah.
And what was the last line of Easy Rider?
I don't remember.
Oh, it's a classic last line.
What was it?
I believe, unless I'm wrong, and maybe a listener can correct me, we blew it, man. We blew it. I believe that was Dennis Hopper over the body of his friend or something.
Oh, man. All right, well, the phones are not exactly ringing off the hook, so we want the
Make it ring. Well, give the phone number. Should the Monkees be inducted into the Hall of Fame? What's that number, Kenny?
It's 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. We would like to get a lot of calls tonight. Pretty simple question. Monkees in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, yay or nay?
And what's your opinion?
I don't care. I question the existence of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Well, how do you know who's a good? How do you know who's good then?
Like
if you're in a record store, or you're on Pandora or Spotify, how do you tell the good groups from the bad groups?
By listening to them and deciding whether you like them. Oh, Andy,
what if you're wrong? There's always a chance you'll be wrong.
The switchboard has lit up, Andy. It's lit up.
Okay, we're rolling.
Hang on a second.
Thank you for calling. 7 second delay. Would you be willing to participate in a brief customer survey after the call? For yes, press 1. For no, press 2. If you press 2, would you be willing to participate in a brief customer survey and explain why? For yes, press 1. For no, press 2. For maybe, press 3.
You work your magic.
If you just feel like pressing 4, press 4 now.
Hello?
Never, ever, ever.
Wait,
press
I think we have a pre-recorded message before.
Okay, Andy, you've been talking over it the entire time.
Oh, okay. I'll crank up the volume.
The volume's pretty cranked. Hi, who have we got on the air?
Hi, guys. It's Brian from Nyack.
Hey, Brian from Nyack.
Ken, you better play it again.
I say absolutely Hall of Fame.
Okay. All right. You said absolutely Hall of Fame. Please stay.
Absolutely, 100%.
Yes. Please stay on hold for the.
Message before we're talking over you guys.
Yeah, Andy was talking over the message,
okay,
but
I've learned the lesson.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's absolutely Monkees.
Okay. Please hang on the line for the customer service survey.
Hi, thanks for your help on our survey.
Hi.
Question 1. Rate your on-air experience with Andy and Ken using Are you able to hear me, sir?
Yeah, there you go.
Please rate your on-air experience with Ken and Andy using the following scale. 1, terrible. 2, fantastic. 3, average, it was nothing special. 4, even worse than number 1. 5, halfway between 1 and 2.
Okay, go with 3.
Could you repeat your answer, sir?
Yes, 3.
Question 2. How do you live with yourself?
How what?
Question two, how do you live with yourself?
How do I live with myself? Very hard. It's a hard, hard thing.
Question three, when did you first become a fan of 7 Second Delay?
Oh, a year ago. I heard about it just by mistake. I was going through the channels having to catch them.
1 year ago by mistake.
And now I haven't missed a show since then.
Question four. When did you stop being a fan of 7 Second Delay?
I never did stop.
I think I misunderstood you. Question four. When did you stop being a fan of 7 Second Delay?
I did not stop being a fan of 7 Second Delay.
Question five, if you could make one change to the show, what would it be?
Longer. Longer show.
I think I misunderstood your answer. If you could make one change to the show, what would it be?
Make it longer.
Question six, on a scale of 1 to 5, rate the following numbers. One.
I gotta go.
Thank you for participating. Your opinion means nothing to us. Goodbye.
All right. So
okay, let's take another call. So we have one vote to induct the monkeys into the Hall of Fame.
Right, induct, Andy, not indict.
Yeah. Well, that's a whole other show. Hey, did you know that I once sold Mickey Dolenz a supply of frozen meat?
Can you elaborate?
Nope, but it's true. I'll elaborate later. I should have used that as my interesting story when we had the most interesting
contest. That is way more interesting than anything you brought up. Okay, Andy, we have another call, but hang on because there's a little pre-call announcement.
Okay, I'm going to hit mute this time.
Okay.
Thank you for calling 7 Second Delay. Would you be willing to participate in a brief customer survey after the call? For yes, press 1. For no, press 2. If you press 2, would you be willing to participate in a brief customer survey and explain why? For yes, press 1. For no, press 2. For maybe, press 3. If you just feel like pressing 4, press 4 now. Never, ever, ever press 5.
Hey, who have we got on the air?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
Zach.
Hey, Mac. How you doing?
Zach.
Hey Zach.
I can't hear that pre-call announcement, but I assume that Zach responded. And Zach, do you have an opinion? Should the monkeys be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Oh, is this Wake and Bake with Clay Pigeon?
No. This is 7 Second Delay with Andy and Ken.
What is it?
This is Wake and Bake with Clay Pigeon.
I'm Clay Pigeon.
Clay Pigeon had to run to the bathroom.
I'm calling it a play Wavelength.
Okay. The question is, should the monkeys be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
The band?
Yeah, the band.
Yes.
All right. Thanks for your answer. Please hold for your customer survey.
Hi. Thanks for your help on our survey. Question one, rate your on-air experience with Ken and Andy using the following scale. 1, terrible. 2, fantastic. 3, average. It was nothing special. 4, even worse than number 1. 5, halfway between 1 and 2. Please say your answers verbally. Question one, rate your on-air experience with Andy and Ken using the following scale. 1, terrible. 2, fantastic. 3, average. It was nothing special. 4, even worse than number 1. 5, halfway between 1 and 2.
1, terrible. It wasn't as bad as number five.
Question two. How do you live with yourself?
I have a roommate, so I don't live with myself.
Question three. When did you first become a fan of 7 Second Delay?
I'm not a fan of the show. I called for the Wake and Bake with Clay Pigeon.
Question four. When did you stop being a fan of 7 Second Delay?
I never was a fan, so not available.
Question five. If you could make one change to the show, what would it be?
Wake and Bake with Clay Pigeon should be on it from 6 to 7, I think.
Question five. On a scale of 1 to 5, rate the following numbers. 1.
1.
2.
5.
3.
1.
4.
7.
5.
2.
Thank you for participating. Your opinion means nothing to us. Goodbye.
All right. Thank you, Zach. Zach also saying that the monkeys should be indicted under the RICO Act.
Yeah, it's a groundswell. I don't know what's keeping the Hall of Fame from opening their doors.
Yeah, tonight's topic, in case you're just tuning in, is should the monkeys be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Rumor that we've heard is that Jan Wenner from Rolling Stone magazine, ex of Rolling Stone magazine, put the kibosh on the monkeys.
What band that's currently in the Hall of Fame has had the fewest hits, Billboard chart hits? That's a good question.
Saarland Vocal Band?
Are they in the Hall of Fame?
Aren't they?
Oh man, if I was the surviving monkeys, I'd be driving to Cleveland right now. I'd want to burn that place down.
Firefall?
Wait, is the Saarland Vocal Band? They're not in the Hall of Fame.
I believe they are.
Oh, then there's no justice on earth.
Phone number, if you have an opinion on that question, is 201-209-9368. Andy, just a note to you that when our friends at Nexium are conducting the customer survey,
you must
mute your microphone. You must be quiet. We can hear you in the background.
How do you hear me? How can you hear me chewing gum then if I mute it?
we don't want to hear you chewing gum.
Oh, you don't want to hear
no,
me chewing.
No, we do.
Oh,
not.
I got you. Okay.
Right.
Oh my gosh, we should have had a little meeting before the show.
Yes. All right. So okay. we have another call. Before we can get going, we have a little preamble here.
Thank you for calling 7 Second Delay. Would you be willing to participate in a brief customer survey after the call? For yes, press 1. For no, press 2. If you press 2, would you be willing to participate in a brief customer survey and explain why? For yes, press 1. For no, press 2. For maybe, press 3. If you just feel like pressing 4, press 4 now. Never, ever, ever press 5.
Hey, who have we got on the air?
Hey, Chris from Brooklyn.
Hey,
how come
Chris?
I can't press 5?
You should never press 5, Chris.
Don't even ask.
Chris.
My suggestion, don't even think about the number 5.
You know, this guy sounds like a troublemaker, Andy. Should we move on?
What?
Well, I don't. It's your call, brother.
Okay, Chris, have you got an opinion on the question?
Oh yeah, Jan Wenner is evil. Monkey's in. I mean, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame isn't even a thing. But...
Okay, thank you, Chris from Brooklyn. Hang on for the customer survey.
Hi, thanks for your help on our survey. Question 1: Rate your on-air experience with Andy and Ken using the following scale: 1, terrible; 2, fantastic; 3. Average. It was nothing special. 4. Even worse than number 1. 5. Halfway between 1 and 2.
3.
Question 2. Yeah. How do you live with yourself?
Oh, it isn't easy. I keep trying to run and run and run, but everywhere I go, there I am.
Question three. When did you first become a fan of 7 Second Delay?
Back in the long, long ago.
Is there a year associated with the long, long ago?
80-something, I think.
Question four. When did you stop being a fan of 7 Second Delay?
Never.
Question five. If you could make one change to the show, what would it be?
Andy running for his life in every episode, or in a room surrounded by weasels and listening to him scream.
Andy surrounded by weasels every episode.
That'll do it.
Question five. On a scale of 1 to 5, rate the following numbers. 1.
3.
2.
3.
3.
4.
4.
2.
5.
1.
Thank you for participating. Your opinion means nothing to us. Goodbye.
All right. Chris from Brooklyn also voting for the Monkees to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. I don't think anybody has said that they shouldn't be inducted.
This is what a landslide looks like. I wonder what the argument is against it, against the Monkees being inducted. And by the way, suppose all the Monkees pass. Are they then ineligible? How many members have to be alive and kicking to be considered?
I don't know. These are very hard questions you're asking, Andy.
Well, if you don't ask questions, you never learn anything.
Why isn't Funkadelic in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
That's a whole other show, buddy. That's next week's show.
Can we do that next week?
Oh, sure.
Okay. Hey,
we've got shows. We've got shows coming out of our butt now. Now that we have this.
I know the customer service survey is fantastic. Okay. We have another call.
Thank you for calling 7 Second Delay. Would you be willing to participate in a brief customer survey after the call? For yes, press 1. For no, press 2. If you press 2, would you be willing to participate in a brief customer survey and explain why? For yes, press 1. For no, press 2. For maybe, press 3. If you just feel like pressing 4, press 4 now. Never, ever, ever press 5.
Hey, who have we got on the air?
Hi, it's Dan from Summit.
Hey, Dan from Summit. How you doing?
Good.
And what's your opinion on the Monkees?
No, absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
Tell us why.
Well, because they were actors playing the parts of musicians in a TV show, right?
Exactly. Exactly, Dan from Summit. Hey, Dan, hang on for the customer service survey, okay?
Okay. Thanks.
Hi. Thanks for your help on our survey. Question 1. Rate your on-air experience with Andy and Ken using the following scale. 1. Terrible. 2. Fantastic. 3. Average. It was nothing special. 4. Even worse than number 1. 5. Halfway between 1 and 2. Please enter your answer verbally.
3, nothing special.
Question 2, how do you live with yourself?
That's a very deep question. I do my best.
Question 3. When did you first become a fan of 7 Second Delay?
Probably over a year ago.
Question 4. When did you stop being a fan of 7 Second Delay?
Never.
Question 5. If you could make one change to the show, what would it be?
It's a good show, though, really. More Ken, less Andy.
Could you repeat that?
More Ken, less Andy.
More Ken, less Andy. On a scale of 1 to 5, rate the following numbers. 1.
1.
2.
2.
3.
3.
4.
4.
5.
5.
Thank you for participating. Your opinion means nothing to us. Goodbye.
All right, Dan from Summit, I think my favorite caller yet.
I love his answers to the rate the numbers.
Yeah, he did a great job on the numbers, and I'm so happy that we're doing a survey, that we're getting some actual data about the show tonight.
Oh, are we?
Yes, it's really helpful.
Really useful data?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna apply it to future shows.
Right. Well, I'm watching the data roll in.
Yeah.
And
we're going to improve the product that we're sending out over the air.
Well, I think the data speaks volumes. It's saying more Ken, less Andy. So.
Well, it's hard to argue with that.
It's hard to argue with the data, Andy.
Yeah.
The topic tonight is the Monkees. Should they be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame or not? And the phone number is 201-209-9368. We have a call.
Thank you for calling 7 Second Delay. Would you be willing to participate in a brief customer survey after the call? For yes, press 1. For no, press 2. If you press 2, would you be willing to participate in a brief customer survey and explain why? For yes, press 1. For no, press 2. For maybe, press 3. If you just feel like pressing 4, press 4 now. Never, ever, ever press 5.
All right, who have we got on the line?
Jen from Rockaway.
Oh, hey, Jen.
Hey.
Thanks for calling in on such an important topic.
Hey, Jen, do you have any opinions about...
From what I understand, the Monkees are a bunch of lip syncers, and I don't think they should be in the Hall of Fame.
Did you catch that, Andy? You were talking over her.
I think everyone was torn between listening to me and listening to Jan. What did she say about the Monkees?
Jan, what did you say again?
I think they're a bunch of lip syncers.
Well, I don't think Davy Jones and Mickey Dolenz, they were real singers.
But when they were, like, performing, they had a show, right?
Yeah, they had a TV show.
And they were lip-syncing the whole time.
Well, that's true. And in their TV show, they were lip-syncing, but they were lip-syncing to themselves.
Yeah, but, you know, it could have been a little more authentic.
Well, it's an interesting take on it, Jen. Would you hang on for the customer survey?
Sure.
Hi, thanks for your help on our survey. Question 1. Rate your on-air experience with Andy and Ken using the following scale. 1, terrible. 2, fantastic. 3, average. It is nothing special. 4, even worse than number 1. 5, halfway between 1 and 2.
3.
Question 2. How do you live with yourself?
Well...
Could you elaborate?
I sleep long nights with no issue.
Question 3. When did you first become a fan of 7 Second Delay?
Maybe 3 years ago.
Question 4. When did you stop being a fan of 7 Second Delay?
Not yet.
Question 5. If you could make one change to the show, what would it be?
Longer.
I think I understood that. If you could make one change to the show, what would it be?
More airtime.
On a scale of 1 to 5, rate the following numbers. One.
One.
Two.
Three.
Three.
Four.
Four.
Five.
Five.
Seven.
Thank you for participating. Your opinion means nothing to us.
All right, Jen from Rockaway, the first contrary vote on the monkeys.
No, she was, I believe, the second. It's actually second. A pretty close. You know, a lot of bands when they appeared on TV, they lip sync.
Oh,
but
absolutely.
But the monkeys did tour. They might have toured with session musicians behind them, but I believe they toured.
Yeah, they toured. They opened for Jimi Hendrix.
Come on, and I'm a believer. You must have heard "I'm a Believer" more times than almost any other song in the world. And Pleasant Valley Sunday, that really makes you think about how empty and phony suburban life is.
Yeah, living in status symbol land.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you're dancing, you're tapping your feet, but then at the end of the song, you've learned a little something.
You're really making me think, Andy. The question is, should the monkeys be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? And the phone number is 201-209-9368.
Thank you for calling 7 Second Delay. Would you be willing to participate in a brief customer survey after the call? For yes, press 1. For no, press 2. If you press 2, would you be willing to participate in a brief customer survey and explain why? For yes, press 1. For no, press 2. For maybe, press 3. If you just feel like pressing 4, press 4 now. Never, ever, ever press 5.
Hey, how you doing? Who have we got on the air?
This is Pete.
Hey, Pete.
Hey, Pete, you have any opinions about the monkeys?
I do. Is there going to be somebody to stand up for them to say they were influenced by the monkeys, like Dave Grohl or somebody like that, like they did for Kiss and they did for, you know, Rush?
It's a good question. Who would introduce them?
Yeah, I think the Orleans came out and said that they were heavily influenced by the monkeys.
That's good enough for me.
Well, that's an interesting question. Can you hold for our customer survey?
Yes, I can't wait.
Hi, thanks for your help on our survey. Question 1. Rate your on-air experience with Ken and Andy using the following scale. 1, terrible. 2, fantastic. 3, average. It was nothing special. 4, even worse than number 1. 5, halfway between 1 and 2.
5.
Question 2. How do you live with yourself?
Very cautiously and from day to day.
Question 3. When did you first become a fan of 7 Second Delay?
I'm still not a fan.
Question 4. When did you stop being a fan of 7 Second Delay?
I haven't started, so I haven't stopped yet.
Question 5. If you could make one change to the show, what would it be?
More nudity.
Question 5. Question 6. On a scale of 1 to 5, rate the following numbers. 1.
5.
2.
3.
3.
3.
4.
3.
5.
5.
Thank you for participating. Your opinion means nothing to us. Goodbye.
He was interesting. I don't think he actually weighed in. Yay or nay?
Well, I think he was a nay because he pointed out that there was no one that he could think of that was influenced by them. That sounded very pretty negative.
But then we corrected him and told him about...
Well, no one cares what we think.
Still the one, you know, by the Orleans.
201-209-9368. I was influenced by them. I used to love that show.
Yeah, I did too.
Every time somebody used me in my life as I got older as a stepping stone...
Uh-huh.
I sang that. I sang the monkey song to them.
I did watch the TV show every Saturday morning.
Yeah, because you love Hard Day's Night, It was like getting a little Beatles fix.
Well, it was my introduction to Frank Zappa also. Do you remember the episode where Frank Zappa played Mike Nesmith and vice versa?
No.
That happened.
Well, then there you go. Then why aren't they in Cleveland right now?
I know, exactly. All right, let's take another call.
Okay, 201-209-9368. Should the Monkees be inducted?
What?
Thank you for calling 7 Second Delay. Would you be willing to participate in a brief customer survey after the call? For yes, press 1. For no, press 2. If you press 2, would you be willing to participate in a brief customer survey and explain why? For yes, press 1. For no, press 2.
Yes or no what? I didn't even hear the question.
Press 3. If you just feel like pressing 4, press 4 now. Never, ever, ever press 5.
I'm going to press 2. I don't know what the question is.
All right. Hey, thanks for hitting that button. And who have we got on the line?
Sid.
Ed?
Sid.
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 It's Sid, Kenny.
Sid. Hi, Sid.
Hey.
And Sid, what do you think?
I don't think they're relevant anymore. And I think they're outdated, so I don't think anybody really has an opinion about that.
Ah, interesting, Sid. Will you hold for our customer survey?
Okay.
Hi, thanks for your help on our survey. Question 1. Rate your on-air experience with Ken and Andy using the following scale. 1. Terrible. 2. Fantastic. 3. Average. It was nothing special. 4. Even worse than number 1. 5. Halfway between 1 and 2.
I can't even hear the question or the answers. It's too loud in the car. I think 2.
Question 2. How do you live with yourself?
Not very well.
Question 3. When did you first become a fan of 7 Second Delay?
When did I become a what?
When did you first become a fan of 7 Second Delay?
Wait, is their show 7 Second Delay? But then why were they talking about Clay Pigeon? I thought it was Clay Pigeon. Oh, my God. yes. Wait, what did he ask? Oh, no. Wait, I heard this show last week, and I liked it because I tried calling. Remember when we were driving last week? Or the day? The bet? Oh, yeah, there was an episode about a bet. I don't remember what it was, but I tried calling. Nobody picked up. Hello?
Question, is she still even there? Question 4. When did you stop being a fan of 7 Second Delay?
I didn't.
Question 5. If you could make one change to the show, what would it be?
I would be the host, and also I would add more of the dog that was barking like 5 minutes ago.
On a scale of 1 to 5, rate the following numbers. 1.
1. 2.
2. 3.
4.
4.
5.
5.
5.
Thank you for participating. Your opinion means nothing to us. Goodbye.
Interesting. I think the nay votes are outweighing the yay votes at this point. Are you keeping track, Andy?
No, I'm barely listening. On this show this week, our friend Veronica is doing most of the heavy lifting.
Oh, is that the name of the consultant from Nexium?
Yeah, that's the consultant that we hired, yeah.
Oh, she's doing a great job.
She is, and we're going to apply all the data we're collecting.
I love the data rolling in. We're seeing it in real time.
Yep, and you're going to see a much, much improved show. We're hearing you loud and clear.
It's saying more Ken, less Andy.
Thank God, long overdue.
Lengthen the time slot. Change the name of the show to Wake and Bake with Clay Pigeon. So we're getting lots of constructive criticism here.
Maybe someone will say, maybe there'll be a consensus. People will say, more Ken, no Andy. Then I can hang my stirs up. I can retire.
All right, we're ready for our next call.
Thank you for calling 7 Second Delay. Would you be willing to participate in a brief customer survey after the call? For yes, press 1. For no, press 2. If you press 2, would you be willing to participate in a brief customer survey and explain why?
Yeah.
For yes, press 1.
Yeah.
For no, okay. Press 2. For maybe, press 3. If you just feel like pressing 4, press 4 now. Never, ever, ever press 5.
Hey, thanks for calling in. Who have we got on the line?
Hey, my name is Richie Simmons.
Hey, Richie. Thanks for calling. What's your opinion on this matter?
Well, man, you know, as far as an entrance for a monkey into a mausoleum is concerned, I'd say people staying home, coronavirus.
You had me at mausoleum. Can you hang on for our customer survey?
Oh, I think so, yes.
Hi, thanks for your help on our survey. Question 1. Rate your on-air experience with Ken and Andy using the following scale. 1. Terrible. 2. Fantastic. 3. Average. It was nothing special. 4. Even worse than number 1. 5. Halfway between 1 and 2.
1.5.
Question 2. How do you live with yourself?
Kurt Cobain said it best, I think. Look on the bright side, suicide.
Question 3. When did you first become a fan of 7 Second Delay?
On Andy's Toilet.
Could you repeat that?
On Andy's Toilet, Andy Breckman, his toilet.
Question 4. When did you stop being a fan of 7 Second Delay?
Deep inside Ken's Coke mirror.
Question 5. If you could make one change to the show, what would it be?
If anything changed, I doubt this would be as pointless as it should be.
Question 6. On a scale of 1 to 5, rate the following numbers. 1.
0.
2.
6.
3.
6.
4.
6.
Thank you for participating. Zero. Your opinion means nothing to us. Goodbye.
What did he say? I was doing something else.
I was at SeaWorld, waiting in line at SeaWorld.
What's going on?
I got to the front of the line. It turned out they were closed.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they're... SeaWorld's not admitting customers.
Well, I wish you had told me that before I mentally went there.
Yeah, you could probably do a Zoom orca show if you wanted to, but yeah, they're not. It's...
Oh, hey, speaking of Zoom shows, don't you have something you want to... do you want a billboard here?
Oh, yes. Let's talk about the fact that we're doing our first ever Zoom talent show on October 10th. That's a Saturday night, and we are looking for people who want to perform on Zoom. In the 7 Second Delay talent show, we're looking
You've seen substandard talent in person. We've done that, right?
Oh yeah.
But imagine substandard talent on the internet.
I can't even imagine that.
Imagine how great that would be.
Everybody on the internet is so talented.
Yeah.
So if you're a stand-up comedian, we have a very special offer to you. You can have a real laugh track, or a fake laugh track.
How would a fake laugh track work?
We'll provide the laugh track.
Oh, I see. Or we can unmute everyone listening. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I mean. Yeah, you can actually have a real audience.
So we're looking for a real lineup of talent, musicians, right?
Jugglers.
Jugglers, comics, magicians.
Yep, magicians. Sword swallowers.
What are you going to offer them, Ken? 2.5 minutes?
Yeah, around that. Yeah, 3 or 4 minutes, something like that.
3 or 4 minutes, that's an eternity, Ken.
No, it's not.
Well,
5 minutes for a stand-up comedian might be a lot. It depends on what their act is.
We have a very, very, very exciting grand prize, don't we?
Yes, we do. Perhaps the best grand prize ever.
The winner of our talent show gets to perform an encore.
An encore!
You will win an encore. And everyone in the audience will get to hold up a sign judging each act, right, Ken?
Right, yeah.
Just hold up a sign, 1, 2, 3, or 4. I guess, why don't we just do 1, 2, 3, or 4, make it easy on ourselves?
And then we can do the math. It's inconsistent with the show's numerical philosophy. to have something that's straightforward. 1 through 4.
Well, we have to legitimately pick a winner at some point.
But we have time to work it out. We can work out something.
Okay, but right now, if you are a comedian, if you're a musician, if you're a singer-songwriter, if you have a magic act, maybe, look, you're doing it from home. Maybe your dog. Maybe you have a pet that does tricks, right?
Yeah, stupid pet tricks.
Or maybe you've taught your wife to do something fun or interesting.
Or your husband.
Wait, what?
Maybe there are people who have taught their husbands to do something interesting.
Oh, I see. Oh, yeah, I guess you have to say that now. Yeah. Yeah, or maybe your husband. But seriously, maybe your wife can do an interesting trick.
Anyway, if you have any ideas, the talent show is going to be on Zoom. It's going to be a benefit for WFMU. We're doing a bunch of these in the month of October. Email me if you would like to perform. My email address is ken@wfmu.org. Now back to tonight's topic. Should the Monkees be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame or not? We have another call.
Thank you for calling 7 Second Delay. Would you be willing to participate in a brief customer survey after the call? For yes, press 1. For no, press 2. If you press 2, would you be willing to participate in a brief customer survey and explain why? For yes, press 1. For no, press 2. For maybe, press 3. If you just feel like pressing 4, press 4 now. Never, ever, ever press 5.
Hey, who have we got on the line?
Hey, this is Brian in New York.
Hey, Brian, how you doing?
Pretty good. How about you guys?
This is the best show ever. It's almost like a week off for me.
So, Brian, what's your opinion?
Well,
hey, Brian, would you hang on for a brief customer survey?
Absolutely.
Okay, hang on.
Hi, thanks for your help on our survey. Question 1. Rate your on-air experience with Ken and Andy using the following scale. 1, terrible. 2, fantastic. 3, average. It was nothing special. 4, even worse than number 1. 5, halfway between 1 and 2.
3.
Question 2. How do you live with yourself?
It's really hard. I don't know. I mean, just kind of get through day by day.
Question 3. When did you first become a fan of 7 Second Delay?
I think it involved Andy making kids cry because they were trying to make it to the studio on time to win a prize. I forget when that was.
Question 4. When did you stop being a fan of 7 Second Delay?
It hasn't happened yet. I don't foresee it in the future.
Question 5. If you could make one change to the show, what would it be?
I wish it was easier to get on the air.
Question 6. On a scale of 1 to 5, rate the following numbers. 1.
4.
2.
2.
3.
1.
4.
5.
5.
4.
Thank you for participating. Your opinion means nothing to us. Goodbye.
So, Andy, what's the score now?
I don't know, but, you know, we really do have a consensus on that survey. How do you live with yourself? Almost every listener has the same answer.
What is that?
It's really hard day by day.
I know. I love the pauses.
Yeah, they really, really think it over.
All right, the phone number is 201-209-9368. The question of the week is, the Monkees, should they be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame or not? And on to our next call.
Thank you for calling 7 Second Delay. Would you be willing to participate in a brief customer survey after the call? For yes, press 1. For no, press 2. If you press 2, would you be willing to participate in a brief customer survey and explain why? For yes, press 1. For no, press 2. For maybe, press 3. If you just feel like pressing 4, press 4 now. Never, ever, ever press 5.
Hey, good job. Thanks for calling. Calm down, Andy.
I remember the days when it was easy to get through. I long for those days.
Oh, it's Pam. Hi, Pam.
Hi.
Hey, Pam, would you hold for a customer survey?
Wait, you can.
Only,
you have to
what?
Ask her about the monkeys.
The monkeys don't go into the Hall of Fame.
Right, no.
Actually, I want them to.
Oh, please. You do want that. You're in favor.
I want them to. Ha! I made you listen.
Hang on for the customer survey, Pam.
But wait. I have another thing I wanted to know. Whether all the monkeys would go in.
Well, there are only two surviving monkeys. Mickey Dolenz, who I sold a supply of frozen meat to.
What kind of meat was it?
It was an assortment of meat. I worked for
Wait,
a while as a phone solicitor in Los Angeles for a company that sold huge quantities of frozen meat to customers at a discount, and Mickey Dolenz was one of our customers, but the company made all their money in selling that same customer an extra freezer. They needed an extra freezer to store the meat.
Oh, geez.
What kind of meat?
So it's bait and switch. Yeah, what kind
it
of
was,
meat?
It was an assortment. It was an assortment of meat supplies sold really cheaply, and most of our pitch was about the meat. And then, as an afterthought, we sold them the $4,000 freezer.
But Andy, what kind of meat? You keep saying an assortment, but you
well, haven't... I don't. I'm sure it was all. It was every kind of meat.
Andy, was there beef in there?
Yeah, it was beef and
no,
chicken and
monkey meat.
It wasn't monkey meat, no. But Mickey Dolenz was one of our customers, and we worked that into almost every sales pitch subsequent to that.
And you actually took the Mickey Dolenz call?
Well, no, I was in the room, but I was very excited.
Wow. All the telemarketers, a hush went over.
I got an assist because I gave the telemarketer a big thumbs up during the call.
I see. Wow.
So I gave myself an assist.
What percentage did you get for your percentage of the sales?
Yeah, we worked on a percentage basis, and it was, and then, I don't know, I should have told this story. I completely forgot I have an interesting story. And then the state attorney general's office contacted me privately and asked me to steal documents from the office because they were investigating the company.
Did you do it?
Yes.
Yes, and you then, did. Oh, my God, you're a rat.
I ratted them out.
You're a and rat then, and a snitch.
Oh, yeah. This is before snitches got stitches.
How many of them are still in jail?
Snitches still had some respect. And I went running back to New Jersey.
Wow.
I went running home. I was so scared.
No, that's a story. Hey, Pam, would you hang on for a brief customer survey?
I would, maybe. Hi, thanks for your help on our survey. Question 1. Rate your on-air experience with Ken and Andy using the following scale. 1, terrible. 2, fantastic. 3, average. It was nothing special. 4, even worse than number 1. 5, halfway between 1 and 2.
Could you repeat that, please?
Please rate your on-air experience with Ken and Andy using the following scale. 1, terrible. 2, fantastic. 3, average. It was nothing special. 4, even worse than number 1. 5, halfway between 1 and 2.
I'm sorry. 2.5.
Question 2. How do you live with yourself?
I don't live with myself.
Would you like to elaborate?
No. It's too sad.
Question 3. When did you first become a fan of 7 Second Delay?
Way back when, in the 90s?
Question 4. When did you stop being a fan of 7 Second Delay?
I stop once in a while, so there's been multiple times, but it comes back. So it's hard to give an exact date. If you'd like, I can go into my research and double-check the exact dates, because I do put it in my diary every week.
We'll follow up with you to find out the exact date that you stopped being a fan of 7 Second Delay. Question 5. If you could make one change to the show, what would it be?
More women.
Question 6. On a scale of 1 to 5, rate the following numbers. 1.
Two. 2.5.
4.
2.
5.
15. Oh, wait, sorry, no, 6. Wait, 5.
Thank you for participating. Your opinion means nothing to us. Goodbye.
Hey, thanks so much to Jeremiah for the newsletter.
To Olivia
for helping us out with the pre-survey, and to the fine people at Nexium. Yes, they're still in business, for compiling all this data for us and running the customer survey for us.
Particularly their employee named Veronica.
And don't believe anything in any of those podcasts or that HBO documentary. It's just a pack of lies. Pack of lies. And thanks to you, Andy.
Hey, thanks. Hey, you know, there's one other bit of consensus this week that we should mention.
What's that?
Number 5 rocks.
Yes, number 5 is the best. It's true. Often scoring off the scale.
Yeah. All right, brother. I'll see you next week.
See you next week when we talk about the Starland Vocal Band.
Oh, God help us.
Oh, yeah, this is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned. Up next, it's Weekly World Blues with Matt Fiveash.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
Ooh, mama. Really? Yeah.